What's good, y'all? We are back with another episode of the Creepy Tales Podcast, and it is your host with the most, Dub. And I have a very special guest today, somebody very near and dear, one of my good friends we met freshman year of college, Daylin.
Hey, y'all, it's me.
So today, we're doing something a little bit different. Usually, we the spot with all the stories of everything creepy. It's scary throughout town, talking serial killers, conspiracy theories, everything. But today we're doing a little bit of storytelling on some folktale shit. So yeah, let's get right into it. So the first question that I have for you is it's really the only question. What was the scariest moment of your whole life?
Okay, y'all. So is this a disclaimer? High school, I was very wild, okay? I had a lot of freedom, kind of, but I was still wild, okay? So, my best friend from middle school, we've been friends forever, but the only difference was my parents were strict, so in order for me to do shit, I used to have to go to my best friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more, you know, more relaxed. So, we didn't know we was going to go out this night, but yeah, I went over there, I got you or whatever, and
being fast.
My homegirl texted me and was like, we have a hotel party. Okay. I'm like, a hotel party? She was like, yeah, like, it's gonna be late. We got drinks, we got everything, like, just come. I'm like, okay, can I bring my homegirl? Okay. She's like, yeah, bring your homegirl. I was like, okay. So we planned that we was gonna go to the Cheesecake Factory because we had a birthday at the Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
So I had texted this dude that I used to talk to. His name was Dejon. He don't know about this shit, so I don't care. Dejon, you fucking suck because you the reason why they talk to us.
Damn, Dejon.
So Dejon, I was texting him, I'm like, hey, like, we're at the Cheesecake Factory, like, you can pick us up and take us to the hotel room. This nigga gonna tell me, if I'm gonna pick y'all up, you gotta suck my dick.
Oh, this ain't an episode for the kids.
I said, wait a minute. And so I'm like, no, I don't think I can do that. And so he was like, okay, well, then you're just going to be took at the Cheesecake Factory. And I'm like, oh, no, okay. So me and my friend, we started looking up how far it was to walk.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, y'all, we had the Cheesecake Factory in the Galleria. The hotel was some hotel down, like, West Timer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to go underneath the bridge. And we seen like a 30-minute walk. Yeah. I'm like, oh, ain't no big deal. It's us two. Mm-hmm. Mind you, got on a dress and flip-flops. Okay? That's mm-hmm. my outfit. A dress and flip-flops. I think my homegirl had on a dress and flip-flops too. And so we walked in the dark. It's 10 o'clock, 11. So we had to wait for her.
That was in the cut.
Bro, what? We had to wait for her people to leave so we can, like, you know, stage it. You know, like, we ran up there for a birthday party. Blah, 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 blah. So we started walking, and out of nowhere, like, this fucking pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
I put this on Jesus. We was walking in a pickup truck, like a tow truck. Something had pulled up on the side of us. Now, mind you, it's dark, and it's, like, buildings, like, big buildings, and it's, like, bushes right there. And I'm like, okay, let's get from off the side on the sidewalk. And let's get on the side by the buildings where the light is.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, yeah, that's smart. I'm like, yeah, so that way he can't really see us. Like, and we get snatched off the side of the street. Can't nobody see us getting snatched from the side of the street.
Yeah.
So we get on the side where the bushes at, and I kid you not, that man was following us the whole time. And I said, okay, let's go to the back. Like, so the way you go straight, it was we were passing up some buildings, and I told her, let's make a right to see if he's following us.
Mm-hmm.
We bust a right, he bust a right.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna get kidnapped, about to get kidnapped. And like at this point, like my heart racing, like, mm-hmm. We're gonna get the fucking cheesecake.
Yeah, that's real shit.
Okay, this is one of the scary shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, they go again. He said, oh yeah, I said, let's go. So we took off, and mind you, I can't even run like that. So for me mm-hmm. to be running, I had to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Running, my shoe flip flop popped off.
Oh Lord!
Oh, flip flops. I had to go back and get the flip flop. When he put his bright lights on,
uh-huh.
And we ran to the gas station. And I'm like, don't let nobody come to the bathroom. We in the bathroom. He pulls into the gas station that we are in. We have been walking for a long time.
Yeah.
So we pull into the gas station, and I lock the door. I'm like, we're not leaving until the truck is gone. And I told the cashier, I said, they saw us. I'm like, maybe we're like some prostitutes, something. I don't know. But like, we wasn't getting out the lobby in our long dresses. It wasn't like we were looking raunchy. And so I kept like peeking out, and like he was out there for a long time. Like,
nigga, that's wild.
I'm like, this nigga can come get us. But the hotel was like right next door. I texted him. This is at the time I was gonna do a name Terrence to tell you I was wild.
Fuck Bajan.
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck him. They were like, come pick me up. So I told Terrence, I'm like, hey, like, we better be pulling up because he was up there. That's who really wanted me to come. He was like, y'all want to see you and stuff. I think I was like in 10th grade, y'all.
Oh, shit.
You know, I was in 10th grade.
You was going through early.
Girl, what? I mean, boy, wait, yeah. So I texted him. He was like, okay, this the hotel room. Like, let me know when you're on your way so you know I can make sure y'all straight or whatever. I'm like, bro, somebody is following us to come downstairs. I guess it took us a long time to get there. They already drunk. So he couldn't even come down here to come get us. So we were running up into the hotel room. So we just in the hotel room, we dancing, we lollygagging, okay, mind you. So now we got that first part hurting my ass out the way. I'm like, okay, good. Then my best friend's mom kept calling. I guess it was like 12:30. You know, people know, like, she's came back at 12:30. Man, she kept calling. I'm like, bro, this don't answer. Come on, she had me tripping. Like, mom, if I don't answer, I just say, hey, I call you later. You know, I'm like, FaceTime the hotel room. So then again, my heart is in my ass. Like I said, she finds out we are. We're about to get in trouble.
Yes.
So, so then her mom asks our location. I'm like, oh my God, we are. Well, mind you, I am tipsy, even drinking. And so I go and I'm like, mom. So then I had to call my mom because then her mom had called my mom and said, they're not what they say, blah, blah, blah. So they end up, her parents, our parents together, come to the hotel where we were. What the fuck happened? And I was like, I'm like, so out of there, I'm like, I don't even fucking know. But I came up with this lie. I was like, yeah, we were at the birthday party, and the mama had taken them to the hotel room, and then she was like, she won't take them back home, but then the mama never came back. So I was saying something. And then, like, my friend's mom was like, do I smell liquor on your breath?
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, no. And then, like, prior to this, my breath before had smelled like liquor, and I didn't smell, I didn't drink nothing. My mom was with me the whole day, so she knows that my breath could smell like liquor. So, you know, my breath sometimes smells like liquor.
Okay.
And my mom was like, yeah, you know, I was there when it happened, so yeah, I believe that. And so, all that time, we was in the car, my legs were shaking. Like, I was like, that is the scariest I have ever been in my life.
That sometimes can shit real.
Twice, oh my God, got by the truck, the man with the tow truck, and what was that got by our parents? My best friend got beat up, though. Her mama whooped her, but I didn't have nothing happen to me. My mama believed me.
Shit, that's good.
That was the scariest thing that happened. Like, since I've been alive, I've never experienced real somebody like stalking, trying to get people, and that was my first experience.
Speaking of trying to get got, nigga, my story is about the time I thought I was going to get got. I ain't going to hold you. But the fucked up thing is, I was a kid, so when I say I thought, I really just thought. But this just got shit out of me in the moment, in the town. So I was like 10, and I was at home alone with my little cousin. It was just me and him in my house. And our parents had left somewhere else, like, nigga, on some straight home alone type shit. So our parents was like, oh, this was at Home Depot or something, but it was at night. I don't remember where it was at. I feel like it was Home Depot, but I don't know if that makes sense. So we was in the house chilling, watching like Nicktoons or something. We was watching, like, I remember we was watching some on Nickelodeon, and out of nowhere we hear a crack, a glass crack, but it's not like a window shattering. Just hear that, and as soon as we hear that, the whole alarm go off in the house, and we're like, "What the fuck?" So I'm 10, and my little cousin's 8. He's scared shitless.
Yeah.
And I'm in that moment, I'm like, I'm scared, but I'm like, I'm not finna let somebody come and murder me and my little cousin. I'm like, I'm not about to allow us to get killed. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with my ass, but I turned into goddamn Conan the Barbarian, nigga, G.I. Joe, something. So I was a skeptical little kid all the time. So I always kept like the 7-foot-long bamboo stick in my room. And I used to golf. So I had a 9-iron golf club. I kept both of those in my room at all times. Like the bamboo stick was behind my door and the golf club was next to my bed. So I was like, so at first we was hiding in the closet and I was like, we tried to call our parents, they ain't answering the phone. And I'm like, fuck. And my cousin's like, we could just sit in the closet. I'm like, nigga, they gonna come get us in the fucking closet. And this is probably like 30 seconds, 45 seconds gone by. I'm like, nigga, fuck this shit, come with me. We about to go get him.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, go get him. Then he was like, fuck you. Like, he's like, I ain't going to get shit. Like, of course, he wasn't cussing like that at 8. But I was like, quick in the pussy. I ain't calling him pussy. I was like, quick in the bitch, come on, get up. And I'm like, nigga, I'll even give you the golf club. I'm like, nigga, that's a stronger thing. You'll be able to really fight him off. And so, nigga, I forced him to come with me and have my back. He had the golf club and I had the bamboo stick. And we was walking around my house in the dark, trying to check and see what was going on. And, nigga, we start hearing scratching.
And oh, like, no. Oh,
the
no.
Fuck? So, literally, I'm walking down the hall, make it down, I'm, like, close to the edge, I cut on the light in the hall. And right then, I turn around the corner, nigga, we forgot the fucking dog was at the house. The dog was in the backyard and was trying to get inside, but we couldn't hear it in my room. It kept on scratching at the window. It cracked the fucking window and set off the alarm.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We were scared for fucking nothing.
Oh my God, that is. See, now that we're talking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that's not bringing up another scary moment. Well, I thought I got God in my house too.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
I just remember something. Ooh, you just brought up a memory. Yo. Oh, I got a good one to finish this episode. Ooh. Okay.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I just
continued
to talk about it. So I think I was like, this all happened in high school.
Most of it happened whenever I was a kid. Like, isn't it? Like, my life got chill once I got to high school. I had a scary childhood.
My life turned up.
My life turned up in college. I was lame in high school.
So what happened, like, I think I was like in 10th or 11th grade.
Mm.
And my sister was there with me. And my parents had gone. But, okay, a little background story. I used to have this ex. And things didn't go too well. He robbed me.
Damn.
Yeah, like, he ride my
house
all the time.
Bro, you had niggas in your life back in the day.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's gonna be the title of this episode. You had niggas in your life.
Yes, like.
Mm.
Oh, my God, I remember that shit.
Niggas so, make life hard. Yeah, I like that. Niggas that make life hard.
But this one, like, and so me and my sister was at home, my parents had left, and they said, okay, we gonna be gone. You know, what not to do. And I was, you know, now that nobody coming to the house, you know, we just got back. And yeah. So, all of a sudden, like, so you know, alarms have two types of alarms. They have the stay alarm and the away alarm.
Yeah.
So the stay alarm is when you're inside the house. Mm-hmm. The alarm actually, you can walk around the house. And then now the away alarm, so if somebody was to break in, you know, it's going to go off.
Yeah.
So my parents thought that they put the stay alarm on.
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen before.
I found this out later, of course.
Hmm.
They put the stay alarm on. Them niggas put the away alarm. They put the away alarm. And so, I think it was like 11 or something like that. It was early morning.
Yeah.
And I guess it was for just some breakfast, but my sister was up in her room. She was really, like, right in her room right here. And so I went, and, like, the moment I left to get some breakfast, the alarm started going off. I guess because, like, the sensor, you can't really see on our side of the house. You can only see, like, when you walk through the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess when I passed the sensor, it, like, triggered it.
Yeah.
When I see my heart starting to beat so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, my God, somebody's in the house. My son's in the house. Mind you, I'm already been paranoid about today to do that. I'm like, so maybe somebody's trying to come back up in here and get some more stuff.
Yeah.
They had tried to get more stuff, but of course they couldn't get everything. And so I'm telling somebody, like, my phone was dead. My phone was like on 5%.
Oh, no.
And my sister's phone was charged, but it was in her room.
Mm-hmm.
So we in a bathroom, and like my bathroom has like a window.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm texting my daddy. I'm like, bro, somebody's in his house. Like, I don't know. Like, and I learned after talking to, like, I think the police or whatever, like, if you are thinking that something is happening, your brain it happened. So because I thought somebody was inside the house, mm-hmm. I started to hear footprints, footsteps.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I put this on everything, but of course, there was nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a shadow move past my door, like,
oh, Lord. Door. I would have peed on myself.
When I say I'm the oldest, I have a little sister, so I'm like, oh, I'm not ready to die. I'm not ready to die.
Yeah.
I'm gonna protect my sister because she's younger than me, and I'm not gonna, you know, let her get caught.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my day. I'm like, I only got 5%. I'm calling 911. I'm like, somebody's up.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought I was going out. And like I said, I have a ventilator because all I can think about is I'm not ready to die. All I can think about is I'm going to have to go out here and fight this dude and have my sister jump out the window.
Mm-hmm.
So and I'm like, make sure you tell them not to have their sirens on.
Mm-hmm.
When they come to the house, all I can think about is if they have the sirens on, they got no somebody up in here and somebody even snitched.
Yeah.
Then they bang it, the police, and I'm coming in banging on the door. Boo, 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 boo. And I'm like, Trina, be quiet. Don't say nothing. And I'm like, I'm getting the window open for her to go through the window.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it's the police. I said, no, it's not.
Can't let it know how serious it is.
Yeah, I said, it's not the police. I'm texting my mom and my daddy. I'm like, somebody at the door. I don't know who it is. The alarm's off. I don't know what to do. And like the phone started going up because our alarm is that if you don't answer, if you don't put the password
in, the police gonna call.
Then the company starts calling the house and then they have to see if it's real or fake.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to answer no damn phone call.
Mm-hmm.
What? And then I was getting her ready to pop her up and then my dad said, open the door. It's for real, the police. And so I told my sister to stay in the bathroom and I closed the curtain and I like, you know, started taking my steps slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the door and it was the police. And I was like, oh my God, it was y'all. And my neighbors came and tried to protect us. But that was the second scariest moment of my life. Obviously, I was, I'm about to die for my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it. That's what's going to happen to me.
So, my second scariest moment in my life, because I haven't thought about this memory in years. But, yeah, man, like, for y'all that don't know, I cannot remember big parts of my childhood. I don't know why, but my childhood is spotty. But, man, nah. But this day, so, this was during the summer, I don't know, I had to be probably like 9. So, like, summer 2009, something like that, I'm assuming. And we're all in my aunt and uncle house. It was like me and all my cousins and shit, right? So that day my little cousins had a track meet. So it was just me and my two older cousins there. It was a Saturday, matter of fact. And we was upstairs all playing Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
And we just chilling, like, but I said, it's a two-story house. But the way it's kind of set up, the stairwell to get upstairs and like it goes straight out to the living room upstairs, it's right next to the front door, so it's like not closed off, so you can like hear everything from at the front door from the upstairs living room, right? So we're playing a game. It's not nobody else, it's not supposed to be nobody else at this house, just us three. All of a sudden, we hear a woman's voice. Hey, is anybody here?
Oh no.
We all froze. We nigga was like, what the fuck do we do? Like, nigga, what the fuck do we do? And then, so hey, anybody here? I have your dog. What the fuck? So by this point, we are all laying on the floor. and we're scooting up to the very edge of the stairs, see just try to be on the floor and just kind of look over without being seen.
Yeah.
Like, we all at the same time started motioning, and we just see this white lady standing there with our dog, and the front door is open. The front door was locked, though. Like, we're all positive to this day we locked our front door. And the front door was open, and she was there with our dog, talking about, hey, I have your dog. Your dog is here. Hey, is anybody here? And we was all looking like, what the fuck do we do? What the fuck? And I don't even remember who stood up. Like, it could have been any one of us. I don't remember who stood up. I feel like it was me, but I really don't remember. But one of us stood up and was like, yeah, I'm here. Thanks for returning our dog. We didn't know she got out. And we're like, are these niggas gonna rob us? Like, what the fuck? Like, we didn't know if she was gonna kill this nigga, whatever. As soon as he said, like, it's like, what the fuck do we do? And nigga, like, she was just, they was like, oh, okay. And she left it. She was like, oh yeah, we just found your dog down the street. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I was like, how the fuck did dog get out? We're like, nigga, like we walked outside, the gates were closed on the sides. All of us are sure that front door was unlocked. And we're like, how the fuck did the dog even get out? And she's like, hey, we were turning your dog down the street. And she just walked out the door, closed the door, and was gone. And we was like, we walked outside, we ain't seen no trucks outside or shit, but we was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, that was the craziest shit.
That really had me so scared.
Like, nigga, we was shook the whole rest of the time. We was just trying to call everybody, but like figure out, like, nigga, what the fuck do we do? And they're like, well, no, we don't know who this woman is to this day. It was some white lady who dropped off the dog, and we couldn't find her anymore whenever we was looking outside.
Oh, hell no.
And I'm like, what the fuck? What would she have done if we wasn't fucking? I feel like they were trying to rob the house. I feel like it was a group to rob the house. And she is the front lady to come in.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, what the? But who robs a house in the Saturday afternoon in the middle of the summer?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, she was really just a regular white lady. And with that completes the episode. So it was great having you on today, Daylin. You want to drop out your social media or anything?
Yes, you guys should go follow me on Twitter at Daydey Couture and Instagram at Daydey Couture is DAEDAECOUTURE.
All right, so we had a really good episode today. Playing around with the new storytelling theme. We might be bringing that back for some more episodes, but as y'all know, Creepy Tales podcast dropping every single week. I'm going to get at y'all next time.